Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 21 of Matthew chapter 16. From that time, Jesus began to point out to his disciples that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem and to suffer many things from the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and to be killed, and to be raised up on the third day. And yet, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord! This shall never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's purposes, but men's." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what good will it do a person if he gains the whole world but forfeits his soul? Or what will a person give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then repay every person according to his deeds."
In most cultures, success is based on achievement. We admire those who perform well in athletics, business, and the arts. In God's kingdom, however, greatness is found in the believer whose lifestyle is that of obedience. Jesus embodied this countercultural greatness through his sacrifice. Christ, who was in very nature God, chose to live among us. Laying aside his divine authority, he spent his first 30 years in obscurity and then faithfully carried out God's plan all the way to his death. Jesus' days on earth are an example to us of the sacrificial life. Jesus embodied greatness through his service. Jesus said he came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. During his public ministry, he gave his time, attention, and energy for others. He also fed and healed many people. But Jesus' supreme act of service was dying on the cross so we might have eternal life. Our Savior calls us to follow his example of sacrificial service to others. It's a tall order, but one he promises we can achieve with his help. "I am the vine. You are the branches. The one who remains in me, and I in him, bears much fruit."